Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 114 of the Xbox Hall of Gamers podcast. This week, I'm joined by Keo.
Hello.
And Cameron.
Hello.
This week, we got a fair amount of news to talk about. We're doing the show a little bit early, so we probably haven't played as much as we would have liked, but there's no shortage of news. Xbox just had their game, publisher game preview partner thingamajig or whatever it is.
Partner preview.
Partner preview, yeah. Name. They showed off quite a bit of stuff that I was not expecting. But we'll get into that in just a moment. As always, we do the show live on Twitch. Xbox Hall of Gamers is the place to find us and come say hi. Hang out in the chat with our good friends like Bulbasaur and MC Pandas.
Just hanging her out for a Sea of Thieves shout out.
Yep, which I told him he was getting one. Mr. Cobra Todd's in here as well. But before we get into the news, we do have a community question that we got in the last minute from my good friend Isaac. He says, hey guys, how's your streak competition going against Char, Matt? Thanks. For everyone else, what's your highest streak? Do you care about achievement streaks? Thanks for taking my question. Thank you for asking, Isaac. I'll answer the first part in that this was a long time ago now, but I did my year-long streak. 365 days exactly, and I decided to stop because it was killing me. And Char decided to do 366 days just to spite me. That's how that's going. I don't know. We'll talk a little bit more about streaks in general, I guess. What do you guys, how do you feel about them? What's your highest streaks? Got any good stories?
I can understand the meta of like achievement hunting and going for big points and all that. I don't really care about streaks. Streaks make no sense to me.
Might re-ask this question next week because we have a prominent streaker on the episode.
I think let's see. I've gotten maybe to about 36 days. My longest, 36 days, I think. I think June 2022.
Okay, yeah, that's actually not that long ago. Yeah. My longest is 365, and then I think my current streak is like 45. I just went and checked it. I actively hid mine from my TA page because I was obsessing over it too much. It was one of those things where it's like it just wasn't good, and it was really affecting how I play games. It's a similar kind of reason why I don't really do TA competitions anymore. Pandas points out in chat, like streaks can be really cool, but super depressing when you lose them. Lost a 5-year Duolingo streak for my new phone not giving notifications. Yeah, exactly. That's brutal.
And then the bird just comes after you, beats you up, you know.
Yep.
How it is.
Yep. That's bird is a word.
One of my favorite pictures is the it's like, hey, you haven't done your Spanish lesson for today. You know what happens now? And then the next notification is this someone at your door.
I love how aggressive those notifications
they
are.
They really leaned into it.
Yeah. Does anybody want to take a stab at my longest streak?
117 days.
Oh boy, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
What, like 10 days?
50.
50 is not bad.
50, 37, 35, 35, 32. Stephen does his thing.
He does his thing, yeah.
I mean, it seems like I get achievements roughly like all of a month and then I miss a day, and then which I'm honestly surprised with a lot of these. I mean, the longest one of the last few years is 2023, because I mean I spend my time with Stephanie whenever I have her, so I don't usually game during those days. Or I don't tend to go for achievements.
Well, that 36 day one I have is 365 achievements.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my current one is like 1,000 achievements.
Yeah.
But it's like over 45 days. But I've been playing a lot of stuff like quite rapidly. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of happens to be that I've just had something to play every day. But that's not always the case, because I tend to, like, if I'm working on a project game, I might go days without achievements, weeks potentially, depending on how rough the list is.
That's the point I was going to make. You tend to have long periods of time where you're always gaming, but then you'll get to a massive game. And like Persona and that is what I usually see for you. You'll play Persona, you'll stay up all night, and then the next day you'll just like, there's not much going on there.
No, yeah, exactly. So like I tend to game in bursts, but those bursts tend to be quite extreme. But yeah, I know what you mean. But like also with like our themed stuff, it's been really good for me to go back and actually like dedicatedly play something. Like when we did racing stuff, like I smashed through Burnout in a week or two, but I got achievements pretty regularly for that.
Yeah. Like I the thing I don't like about TA in terms of the events and the it just feels it's too restrictive on how you play. If you do a themed month, it's like, all right, I just it's inspires you to play a new game rather than limit you.
Yeah, that was always the problem with like True Achievements competitions for me was that my collection is like, hey, it's like I can't submit it on things that I have left to play because I usually don't have enough games or whatever. And the things that it's not its fault, right? It's just kind of being a completionist, my options are quite limited. And I kind of like being able to pick what I want to play for the most part. Like I don't mind having like the theming has been good because it kind of it stops me having decision paralysis, but it also doesn't force me to play one game. Any more thoughts about streaks? I don't know, are you guys gonna go for any in the future, or are you just kind of happy with how letting it lie?
Yeah, I don't really gel with them either.
Yeah.
So, I'll just take whatever I get, really. So,
Yeah, pretty much the same.
But yeah, Aftos, he did his 365 once, and now he does a 50 achievement streak every year, and he tries to get out of the way as early in the year as possible.
Yeah, cool.
So I think he started in January for this one and just recently got it done. So congratulations to him. All right, well, let's get into the news. I suppose we'll just start with the Xbox preview stuff. I managed to catch it this morning.
I caught it as well. I didn't, I watched it about an hour after it came up, so.
Yeah, same here. I guess, how do we want to do this? Cameron, do you just want to go through the announcements and we'll just kind of talk about them?
Yeah, I was gonna say just going off like overall thoughts on it and then just go through each announcement and then just
Sure.
break it down. I was gonna say I think this is probably like one of the best. Like it's not technically a showcase or anything, but like in terms of a I guess an event that they put on.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of good stuff coming from third
I
party
was
developers.
really impressed actually going through. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. Like there's only a couple of things where I was like, okay, whatever. But like there was quite a lot in it that I was like, I want to play that right now. Like that looks great.
Like, even if this showcase wasn't technically for, like, if you're a person watching this and saying these games weren't for me, you could appreciate the fact that every game there kind of had an interesting angle on it. Like, its hook was pretty good, except for, I'd say, like, Monster Jam Showdown, stuff like that. I'm like,
Sure.
yes,
The
it looked a bit
Roblox
slow.
thing, I was like, whatever, but
I mean, I think the cool fact from that, or the interesting fact is, they got Chucky.
I guess so, yeah.
Like in a Roblox game, so
Yeah.
yeah. I
I
mean,
don't know.
licensing issues and that. Like, that's. I looked at that. I was like, all right, it's cool that they've managed to like pull that off. But the other thing too, I was watching another podcast break it down this morning. Number one thing on this whole showcase for the general person would be that
Oh,
would be
100%. Yeah,
Roblox.
I was looking at it, I was like, what the fuck? This game looks like shit. What is this? This is a weird thing to have a showcase. And I was like, it looks like Roblox. It's like, what kind of weird thing? And then Chucky was in it. I was like, what? Is it a Chucky game? And I was like, oh no, it's a game. And it's like, oh no, it's an existing game with a Chucky license. I was like, it's a game I've never heard of. And then right at the end it said Roblox. I'm like, oh, well, no fucking wonder it's in the showcase thing. Cause they're like, oh yeah, we want that Roblox audience.
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
definitely the weird Roblox like faces and stuff like
yeah.
that kind of,
And the janky animations, like to be honest, the game looked like absolute fucking shit. To be honest, like, I just was
But
like,
that's what people play though. That's
yeah, I
what
know, because they're trash human beings with no taste. I get it, and it's
your family friendly content now is Fortnite, it's
and
Roblox,
murdering
it's
people
Call
with
of
Chucky,
Duty.
apparently.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there's a market with like Naughty Bear needs to come back.
Yes, yes.
There's a
I
whole
think.
bunch of IP that need to come back that will probably never see the light of day.
That is true. But yeah,
If
Cameron,
any.
I don't care. What were your overall thoughts?
I was quite happily settling into my chair and going, you know what? I'm very comfortable with all of this stuff. I was happy. Like there was nothing like edge of your seat kind of business, but everything was really colorful. Everything was nice. Everything kind of had a different play style as well. So we saw a little, the Prince of Persia kind of action, like the side-scrolling game. I can't remember what it's called either until we get further
Oh,
down.
we'll go for all the
But
games,
anyway, we'll
but
go through those things. But yeah, just like everything had color in it, I think, at least to an extent. So
It's
yeah,
a good variety, yeah.
even Tales of Kanzeru, Kanzezu,
Yeah.
and yeah,
I mean, they gave us time to,
Yunitsu.
like, they did it in the five or four block. Like, there was 14 games shown off overall, but they did it in three blocks of like 4 to 5, where we could like take a step back and go like, all right, this is everything that they've shown. Give us a chance to digest.
And then they promote those sort of Xbox Wire articles, and you can go and read more about them, which I think is a really good idea.
It is a
Yeah.
good idea. Yeah.
They've really built that up. But yeah, like I'm a big fan of how they're presenting this, so I guess without further ado, do we want to go through them?
Yeah, let's start from the top. What do we got?
All right. So Frog, I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing this in order. I'm
Ah,
probably
it
going
doesn't
to
matter.
be.
We'll just, yeah.
All right, let's start with
Well,
Frog
I'm
Wares.
looking at the VGC article if that's like a
Yeah,
good
I'm looking
place
at
to
the VGC
start.
one as well.
Yeah.
So Frog Wares revealed The Sinking City 2,
I didn't even know this game
which.
was fucking happening.
Yeah, me
Yeah,
either.
neither.
So,
I mean,
I.
I was watching the trailer and I was like, this looks a lot like The Evil Within. That's kind of weird, but also like
Like, I straight off the bat, I thought it was a Frogware. Like, I think they showed the studio name or something.
Oh, I must have
I
missed
was like,
it.
oh, they must be doing like something new, like something like Call of Cthulhu, The Sinking City based. Like not bait. I didn't think this was going to be a continuation. I thought this was going to be an all new
I mean,
story.
to be fair, like Cthulhu, yeah, I mean, I think it very much will be a whole new story, like, because I mean, like, I don't know if you've played Sinking City, but like
I haven't.
Cthulhu games don't tend to have happy endings for the protagonists. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, like that's the like there are some decisions that you make at the end of the game that are like, oh, okay, cool. There's probably not going to be a sequel to this. Lo and behold,
But yeah, it looks pretty cool.
yeah, I mean, it's just like cinematic trailer stuff. But yeah, I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh, okay, what is this? Like, what are we looking at here? And I was like, oh, it's maybe it's just. I was worried it was some like indie trash like thing that was going to be like, oh, it's cinematic trailer and then, you know, asset flip. But actually, yeah, like I love Frogwares games, even if they are a bit, you know, janky.
Yeah, I thought it might have been like a Sherlock Holmes or something to start off with the first couple of images of something I saw. So,
Which I mean, Frogware as well. So,
Also do, yeah, which makes sense, yeah.
which I guess it did look like a Frogwares game, like right off the bat. So, yeah.
Coming out in 2025. I
Yeah,
guess the
which
only thing is, I mean, Ukraine situation. I'm not sure what happened with Frogware, whether they.
they split away from their publisher, but they're still putting stuff out because they did that Sherlock they did that remake of the Sherlock Holmes Cthulhu game.
I'm not sure if they're one of those studios that moved away from Ukraine, though. Like GSC World moved
Yeah,
to
right, I see what you're saying.
Poland, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure actually. I know they kind of I think they had a message about the Ukraine stuff in one of their games.
Anyway, moving along from that one, there was Creatures of Avia, which is being co-developed by Spanish studios InVerge and Ch I think Chibig, where it's an action adventure game where players tame creatures to save their world from a life-consuming infection. I took one look at this and I was like, oh, they're putting Everwild.
I said the same thing.
Really?
I was like, oh, good. Everwild got a release date? That's interesting. I had this exact same thought. Well, firstly, I thought, hey, is this the Gunk 2?
Oh no.
Actually, that would make sense too, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, interesting, but no.
This looked really cool though. This looked like what you know how Switch games go for like a simple
Yeah, the nice
kind of
pastel art sort
yeah.
of, yeah. It looks beautiful. And Rihanna Pratchett is apparently helping co-write the story, which is great because I
Which
really
is
enjoyed the
the
work.
daughter of the guy that made Discworld, right?
Yes. Yep. Terry Pratchett. Yep.
Yeah.
She's written a shitload of stuff for video games.
Yeah, I really like the characters. I dropped off as soon as I saw like tameable animals, but I
Fair.
really liked what they were putting together with them as
Yeah.
well, yeah.
It's just Power World.
Yeah.
Tameable, slavable. It's a new standard, huh?
Pokemon. Yeah. Like it's you know, nice colored Pokemon with you basically play like the Pied Piper kind of thing. It looks interesting. Hopefully, it's going to be a relatively chill
It'll
game.
be Pokemon Titanium remake. I
Yeah,
mean,
exactly.
I've talked about playing Oconee before and like having those tameable animals do particular tasks in a survival setting, like is pretty interesting. So,
Yeah. And
yeah,
it's coming out this year, apparently, which is interesting.
Yep, coming out this year and coming out for Game Pass on both PC and Xbox.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I didn't realize that. That's great.
Yeah. Moving on, we had Milestone and Feld Motorsports reveal Monster Jam Showdown, which was going to be released this year, coming to Xbox Series X, S, Xbox One, PS5, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC. So
Every platform ever
basically.
made. Yep, sounds
Yep.
about right.
The two powerhouse companies once again joined forces to launch Monster Jam Showdown. They made another one not too long ago. I can't remember what the official title of it is.
Really?
I'm sure there was a Monster Jam game made in the last few years.
I mean, I've definitely played a few of them, but
Yeah. I'd have to look it up, but I guess my only comment with this is the gameplay looked really slow. Like, I know it's
yeah.
monster trucks, but I
I
was
mean, they're
like,
not
I
usually, you're not usually
suppose.
racing though, like all that much, right?
No,
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you're just doing your tricks and stuff like that,
Yeah, the
mostly. Like,
last
the
one was in
obstacles.
2021, Steel Titans 2.
Okay.
Yeah, so that really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've seen physical copies of, like, this kind of thing before, but. Next one, sleight of hand, third person card slinging occult nor stealth sim
New
from
Zealand based, yeah.
Riff Raff Games, which is helmed by Joshua Boggs, who previously directed the award-winning noir puzzle game Frames.
And you can see that noir theme all the way through it. It look, I mean, again, cinematic trailer, so we don't know about gameplay, but as a style piece, I am 100% on board. This is my kind of shit.
The concern I have is like I felt the same way about the Lamplighters League.
Yes, yeah, I'm with you.
And I want to see gameplay.
I just wanted to go back and play Call of Duty Zombies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That's
Yeah.
what made me want to do so.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, it looks kind of interesting, like third person card slinging noir stealth sim, like reads to me like Dishonored, like third person Dishonored kind of thing, especially with the cards and the abilities and yeah.
Have you guys seen a game on Steam called Shadows of Doubt?
Oh no,
It
vaguely
it's
familiar.
it's like a voc it's voxel in the same way that Ravenlock and what are the other ones called?
Echo,
River.
Odyssey or Echo, something or other.
I can't remember the other
Okay,
ones.
yeah, I'm.
Yeah, that particular fox lot. It Shadows of Doubt has like a stealth, like crime noir puzzle
Oh, nice.
solving
Yeah, I can see
aspect.
it. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Like, I hope like when we get this kind of stylish stuff, that's the kind of gameplay I want to be playing.
Yeah, but I want it to look a little bit better, to be honest. I mean, like,
I mean that is 100% very open world crime solving,
Sure.
which I
Yeah,
feel like is
right.
insane. But I mean,
Echo
until I see
Generation was the
gameplay,
game.
Echo Generation. I kept on thinking like Operation Echo or
Yeah, and
something
then
like that.
Riverbound as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other one. Thank you.
Yeah. Again, like, I kind of wish we'd seen a bit more of like some gameplay stuff or a little bit of indication of kind of what these games are, maybe a little bit more. But, and this one doesn't have a release date or anything, but it is coming to Game Pass. So, like,
I mean, it's
but
got a release date of 2025.
sure.
So.
Sure.
Whether that's early or late. Next one, there was a leak earlier this week, I think like yesterday, that Stalker was going to come out. So Legends of the Zone trilogy is now available for Xbox One and PS4, fully playable on current gen platforms by backward compatibility. It includes the original Stalker, Shadow of Chernobyl, prequel Stalker, Clear Sky, and its sequel, Stalker, Call of Pre.
Appropriate. Yep. Appropriate.
I'm really keen on this.
Yeah, me too. Me
I was
too.
like, all right, I keep on waiting for Stalker 2. This is just a really nice
It's
surprise.
incredibly smart too. Like a real smart idea to
Oh
bring these out.
yeah, if you want to support these guys, this is a good way to do it, so
Yeah.
get in there early.
I'm surprised they could like put out a realistically it's a port, right?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, because like I didn't think I'd ever see these things on anything but a PC, considering how kind of, first of all, janky, to be honest, and like PC kind of centric that those games are. It's really cool. I'd be very interested. I'm interested to see like how they play on Xbox and sort of stuff.
That's my main concern, but just in terms of the excitement for Stalker 2 and all that, maybe they've, built Stalker 2 for the PC, worked out how to make it for console, like make it work for consoles, and then just took that knowledge and worked backwards.
Yeah, I'm curious how much work's gone into these games.
You want to talk about Persona 3?
Yeah, so Persona 3 basically announced they're doing their DLC expansion pass, which includes three different DLCs they're doing as like different drops. The first one is going to be some, I think, some music stuff. Second one's going to be some costumes. And then in September, we're going to be getting what I was talking about last week, actually, which is the sort of extra expansion, the answer expansion
Now,
content. Yes.
somebody, I think I saw it was Persona 3, I believe. Somebody data hacked these games and there was a whole bunch of hidden content. And this was a few weeks ago. But I didn't want to bring it up last week when you were talking about Persona because you were going on a bit of a thing.
Yeah, I don't. I was. I look. I had a feeling they were probably going to do it at some stage, right? Because I even mentioned they'd left some sort of coded messages in the game in terms of like, if you beat like the final boss on like the hardest difficulty, there's like a whole little like message thing that kind of relates to this DLC. And again, we're talking about a game here that was originally on the PlayStation 2, so there aren't a lot of surprises here. But I'm very curious because again, this content also wasn't part of the PSP or the Persona 3 portable version because it wasn't part of the PSP game, so they didn't bring it when they made the port. This content just wasn't in the game, so this will be all new stuff for me. Definitely curious. I know people have some thoughts about the story and the content in this expansion, and they kind of feel like it kind of. I don't know. Again, I don't want to talk out of turn, but I know some people have like some opinions on like the changes it makes to the ending of the main game, basically, in the same way that like Royal made some changes to the end of five. But I'm definitely excited. I'm be curious if it has achievements. I know some people are still pretty upset that they didn't add the female protagonist as an option for the game. People were hoping that that was going to be part of the DLC launch, but it looks like this is just going to be the only DLC they're going to put out for it. But it's good. It, like I'm surprised. I was surprised to hear about it so early, considering Reload only came out last month. All right, what else we got?
Sorry, just getting back into it.
All right. Well,
Oh,
it's a
sorry.
Kanetsugane, yeah?
I just want to
Yes.
mention with Persona 3 Reload as well, that's available with Game Pass Ultimate.
So the DLC is coming with it,
Oh,
isn't it?
it's a perk. Yeah, the season pass will be your perk. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Oh,
was
they've
it the
been.
season pass or was it di episode three?
I think it's the season pass. I think it was
Yeah,
what.
it's a season pass, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I mean, not that it makes much difference because I don't think people are going to be really interested in the first two
It
piece.
as a
Oh, yeah.
perk, that means that as long as you redeem it, you've got access to it no matter what. I mean, you'll own it, so
I think they said the first drop is on the 12th, March 12th. But I checked the
yeah,
perks
something like
today and
that.
I didn't see it on there, so I don't know when they're releasing
So
the.
the interesting thing about that is it made me like in terms of perks, it made me think the last time we saw this was Gears 5 with the what was the DLC for that called?
I don't even know at this point.
Hulk Breakers or something like that. So pretty sure it was Hulk Breaker or something.
Yeah. Hide Busters.
Oh,
Hide
yeah.
Busters? Oh yeah,
Yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm pretty sure that was the last time we saw like Game Pass Ultimate includes this thing. They don't really do it that often, so I was surprised a third party game has this. It
Well,
was
I
the same
guess,
thing
yeah.
as Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, which, yeah, we'll talk about, yeah.
All right, yeah. All right, let's talk about Capcom. So
Yes.
Kanetsugami, Path of the Goddess,
So we saw this a
released.
little while ago originally, and we were like, "What? Where the fuck is this? Where did this
Was
come
that
from?"
the Capcom showcase, right? Or
Yeah,
was
yeah.
it the Xbox showcase?
Some against us maybe. I think it
Yeah, some
was,
against those.
yeah,
The Xbox one.
a couple of years. I think it was last year. It might have been the year before. And
It's
just
looking a lot more crisp, actually.
yeah, it's looking
It's
really good.
cleaned up.
It's that this game is a tower defense brawler. I know they were like, you know, do RTS stuff. It's a tower defense game. Like that's what this is that like it's a third person tower defense action game, and it looks pretty good, to be honest. But it's all about like setting up stuff during the day and then fighting off hordes of enemies during the night.
Isn't it like I need to look more into it, but isn't it just like NPC, you manage them and then they like set themselves up?
Well, no, basically you basically The NPCs, you find the NPCs and you give them a role, and then they're that again, if we're going to use the tower defense terminology, you make them a turret type, and then you basically deploy them on the field whenever you want.
All right.
It's a cool idea.
Shadow, have you played Final Fantasy VII? You remember Fort Condor?
Oh yeah, Fort Condor. Yeah, that bit.
I started with 10. I'm sorry.
I reckon that seems very similar to the description of this game. So,
Yeah, I get. I mean, to be fair, with Fort Condor, I just let them run up to me so I could just fight them because I was like,
oh
I'm not doing this
yeah, me
bullshit.
too. Yeah, I am like I really like the look of this game, but I'm not into tower defense games. I'm not really into RTS games, so I'm just like, it could be a hard pass.
I'm really
But
curious though
I
because
do like the look of it.
Capcom has been doing so well.
They have been doing really
And I've
well.
got more news to talk about Capcom a little bit later on too, but in terms of every other company at the moment, they seem to be doing like really using their IP well.
Yeah, I mean, Monster Hunter obviously made them a lot of money and secured their future, and they've had a lot of good hits recently. I mean, Street Fighter VI was great for them. They've been doing fantastic with the Resident Evil games. Like, they're just going from win to win, and hopefully it continues for them. I don't think we got a date for this or anything, but they said it's coming to Game Pass, but that's pretty much it.
They've got two Capcom showcases this month.
So
So
maybe
it'll
they announce
be,
more there.
yeah, I think it's just like a teaser kind of thing, and they'll talk more about it in their own shows. Next one was Sergeant and Studios and EA Originals also offered first look at gameplay from Tales of Kinzera Zel, which I believe was the one that was showed off at Game of the Year Awards.
It was. Yeah, Game
It
Awards,
was
yeah.
the one that the guy made the game for his
It's
dad that
for his
passed
dad,
away,
yeah,
right?
after his dad passed away, yeah.
Right, okay.
It looks fucking great. Like 100%, like yeah, it looks really good. Like I like the art, I like the Metroidvania stuff.
I
And
mean,
yeah.
I'll give credit to EA. Like most of the stuff that comes to EA Originals, in my opinion, is pretty good.
Yeah, I think so for the most part. Yeah, I've enjoyed most of the games, yeah.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the I don't think there's really much else to say.
I'm glad that it's coming out. Like it's coming out next month, so.
When the last well, I think we were talking last week, the last thing they released really was like Wild Hearts. That was a year ago pretty much. So they're really only getting one of these out a year. So
Yeah. Be interesting to see kind of if we get more of the well, yeah, because I guess the EA original stuff has kind of been, I don't know, a little weird for them. They haven't done a lot of them for a long time. They need I'm
It takes two to. Was it takes two an EA
No,
original?
I don't think that. No, because like, cause that's Hazelight, right?
Yeah, but Hazelight had this way. Oh, what is it called? The prison one. This way out?
A Way Out, yeah.
A way out? Okay. I'm pretty sure A Way Out was one of them, if I'm remembering correctly.
Just to derail for a second, thank you, Crisis, for finding my champ.
I mean, yeah, Bulbasaur 2 Exit Primal was a bit of a flop for Capcom, going back to that. But Exit
Yeah.
Primal was still fun. I think if that game was set up differently, it would be fun. But
I'm looking, yeah, looking at the EA originals. There's only a few on here. So you've got yeah, Immortals, obviously, which did not do well. Wild Hearts, Lost and Random. That's I forgot about that. But yeah, I enjoy Lost and Random quite a bit. It Takes Two, Rocket Arena, which is getting shut down. Sea of Solitude, which I really liked. Unraveled, A Way Out, and then Fae or Fee. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, Fee was all right. And then Zao.
So it has some good stuff.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they definitely had a few. I mean, it'd be nice if they did maybe a few more. That's not a very big page for them, but it's nice
I
to see. Yeah,
mean, seeing how EA is at the moment.
the fact that they're happening at all is kind of the surprise.
I mean, we didn't mention last week. Like we talked about the layoffs, but we didn't mention the fact last few years ago they were like, we're going to really like lean into this IP and all that, and then
Yeah.
just axed it.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Exit Primal was cool and he's all right. First Berserker Kazan received new gameplay trailer.
Yes.
This it looks cool, but it looked really rough. That frame rate was
What's intentional? Like it wasn't that's it's a stylistic choice as opposed to like
okay.
it in the same way that kind of similar to Sable, it's kind of doing the cut to like cut for yeah, it wasn't there yeah, because the enemies moved pretty fast. But
It felt like 15, 20 FPS though,
yeah, I know what
to
you mean.
me. Yeah, scheduled to come out on PS5, Xbox Series X. It is going to be a single player hardcore action RPG based on the dungeon and fighter universe.
Yeah, it looks very Dark Souls.
Yeah, is that a anime series or something, or what's that based on, like a manga or?
Dungeon and Fighter, I think, is a book series.
Okay, yeah, it looks stellar actually. I really like the look of that one, so it was probably one of the things I liked the most.
So Dungeon and Fighter, sometimes a DNF, is a series of video games created by Neopol, a subsidiary of Nexon. Okay, so it's like it's part of the.
Multiplayer beat 'em up action role playing game.
Yeah, right. Okay. Interesting.
Right.
Oh, that's Dungeon Fighter Online, that specific one. There might be others. Yeah, no other thoughts on that?
It looks really, really good. Like, I want to hear reviews first, but I'm very, very keen on it. Like, my kind of, looks like my kind of game.
Moving into the next one. This is the one that I'm most keen on. 11-bit Studios released the following gameplay trailer for The Elders, which will launch later this year for PC and consoles. The sci-fi game sees players take on the role of Jan Dolsky, a simple worker who creates alternate versions of himself in a desperate attempt to escape from a planet where even sun rays can prove deadly. I really love this fucking concept.
I feel like we've seen this game like 3 times now at showcases, because I remember when they originally showed it off and everyone was like, oh, that's kind of cool. What kind of game is it? And they were like, we're not telling you. And then they were more like, yeah, it's kind of like a survival kind of, decision making.
They've been in a number of showcases because, I mean, 11-bit, Frostpunk, right? 11-bit's essentially a publisher now. They've been, I think the first showcase they had that like reveal trailer, which showed the different sides of them, and then the other ones have kind of been a little bit more on the premise. Like this has showed off a lot more of the gameplay. The other concern I have is like how difficult is this game going to be?
I imagine very.
Like the in terms of, strategy, managing multiple aspects.
Yeah, I was wondering if you play the same person every time you go and explore, or if you play someone different and there might be different
So you
personalities or
play,
behaviors or.
yeah, it's the same person but different personalities.
Oh,
So I
I
think,
understand that, but I mean,
yeah.
like when you go out and about, are you actively only playing the one person who created everyone
Oh,
else,
okay.
or are you playing each of the different roles maybe slightly differently?
I
And
think it
then
was.
does it do like a Fallout shelter kind of thing? You have to man like a management sim.
I think that's probably the best comparison to it. Like, let me just have a look. So, emotional sci-fi game that features a blend of adventure, survival, and base-building elements. Face important choices from the past in order to save yourself in the present. Create new versions of yourself to complete tasks impossible to tackle on your own. So I'm wondering how much like puzzles are in that. Build relationships with your alters and try to influence their decisions. Discover what manner of choices you're willing to make in order to survive. Manage a moving base in order to escape the deadly rays of a rising sun, and utilize the planet cycle to mine resources and keep your base running.
So it looks like their initial trailer for this was like a year ago. So it looks like they've come quite far with it.
Like 11-bit's, I mean, it's not mentioned in the VGC article, but Frostpunk 2 got its announced its release date for, I think, July.
July.
Which, I mean, a lot of people are going to be very fucking keen on.
It looks good. I'm
It
never going to
does.
play it, but it looks great.
Yeah, same, I think. I never even touched the first one, so.
I mean, it's a great game, but it is notoriously difficult. But yeah, I'm really keen for the Elders. I want to see what they can do with this, like, I guess, narrative survival base building mashup. Because I mean, 11-bit with Frostpunk, they know base building.
Did we get any kind of idea when it's coming out? Because, I mean,
2024.
okay, all right.
A lot of this stuff is 2024, but I mean, we were having this conversation, what, 2, 3 weeks ago? Like, what games are
What's
coming out this
coming
year?
out? And it's like maybe some of this.
And then
They
the
must have listened to the podcast.
Bandai Namco released a announcement trailer for Unknown Nine Awakening, which is a third-person narrative-driven action-adventure game that follows the story of Haruna, a quester born with the ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own.
Right.
On her quest for knowledge, she will learn to master a unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed. Tiruna quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret organization known as the Leap Year Society, which wants to use the fold to alter the course of human history. Straight off the bat, I've got a few comments on this.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Unknown Nine Awakening is such a weird title.
The shit title.
I saw it immediately. I was like, what the fuck?
That's a ChatGPT title right there.
The gameplay left me like the gameplay, if that is actual gameplay,
Looks like it.
looks cool. But I'm wondering if it's from the tactical sense or if it's real time.
It looks like it's real time.
Yeah, that's I was a bit iffy on it.
The first thought I had was how Assassin's Creed Mirage did the you could leap to people basically after targeting a bunch, but this had like a tactical thing where you could do different things. It just seemed like it was in real time, but it had a little bit of that going on.
Yeah, like you've got
So,
some powers that allow you to set things up. David says, unfortunately, he hasn't played the first eight in the series, so he doesn't know if he's going to do this one. It's a fair point. I mean, look, this game, like this story stuff looks wank as fuck. Like, come on, guys. But having said that, some of my favorite games have the most wank stories of all time. So I like from a like just like a concept, I'm like, I'm in. I'm gonna give it a try. I think this looks, but yeah, I want to see some more gameplay first, but
To me, it seemed as if like if this gameplay is actually it, this would be very fun to play, but I don't give a shit about the story and all that. This is going to be one of those games I skip the cutscenes and all that. I just want to get to the action.
Oh, all right.
And I know that's how I am. It's just how I
It
am.
looks to me like this is gonna suffer from it plays too many like too many other games syndrome.
Yeah, this looks like a double A game, but like, hey, I'm okay with that. Is this coming to Game Pass? Because that would be,
I don't think there's
I
any
don't think so,
comments
because
now.
Namco don't usually put stuff on Game Pass that often.
No.
But
At least not
definitely,
new
it doesn't
stuff.
seem like the usual kind of game that they do either, which is a weird thing.
I feel like I don't know. I think like Namco are looking to spread out a little
Diversify.
bit. They kind of need to, it looks like. There might be a little bit of there might be a little bit of cash poor, but to be fair, it seems like that's the industry these days.
And then the only other news was Final Fantasy 14 has an official release date of March 21st for
So that's
Xbox
a
Series
lot sooner
X.
than I was expecting.
I was gonna go late March, early
The
April.
talk was that it wasn't going to be till like late April, May, but
I was thinking it was gonna be a lot later, actually. So, like leading up to the release of Dawn Trail.
I mean, the game's
So,
how old now?
yeah, I mean the game itself, sure, but in terms of like,
So the limitations of the trial only take you to the end of the second expansion, Dawnblood. So when people get to that point, they're going to hit level cap at 70, and they'll have two expansions left to do. So they have to play effectively 160 hours worth of story to catch up to the new.
which makes sense. So
So,
that's why you don't just release it at the same time as the new expansion, right? You give people time to get into the content. And I apparently it's been very successful. So I can imagine them being like, yeah, just put it out. Because Square Enix did say they were like, yeah, we'll release it when we're ready.
Yeah,
So I
and
mean,
they it seems to be going okay. So it's working well.
there is those people that will just play an MMO every single day though. Like that's probably the audience that they want to retain, so.
Yeah. Well, look, they got a lot of them apparently. So, but
I should probably bring up a couple of things to do with this. You guys have any other thoughts on this?
No,
go
you
for it, mate.
go all Final Fantasy.
So, what they're doing as well as a Game Pass perk, they're actually giving you the Starter Edition, which is effectively the same content as the trial, but without the limitations that you normally get. So
Right.
you have a gil cap, so you can't get a whole bunch of money. You can only have like one character, I think. But with the Starter Edition, which is effectively the paid version of the base game and the two expansions, you can have one character on each world, effectively up to I think eight, I think, or more. And you can't do trading. You can't use the market board. Brad's complaining about not having any retainers because you can't actually store any items. Your retainers can also sell items and go on quests and stuff like that as well. So there's a lot of things that will come up. The Game Pass perk is only limited to a very small window. I think it might only be like a couple of weeks or something. I don't remember what the
Yeah.
exact timing
I
is.
think it was like 3 to 4 weeks.
And people were having issues with this because as soon as you gain, now this is the big stress. As soon as you go from the trial, which is free, to redeeming the code for the starter pack, you're on the subscription and there's no way to revert to the trial. So that's the
Right.
thing that people need to keep in mind. If they're going to redeem it, they will no longer have the free trial when effectively you could use the free trial for 2 years or so, just filtering through the content for a very, very long time. Over 500 hours, what, casually. So if you're worried about
So,
that, then don't redeem the perk. These games on every other platform go for sale, on sale all the time. Like once or twice a year, they do huge sales on them. So I'd like to think that they'd probably do the same on Xbox. The advantage of having the starter kit would be that you would only have to buy Shadowbringers and Endwalker leading up to the new expansion. How we just don't know the payment systems at the moment. So is it going to be the starter pack to purchase and then separately the other two expansions, or are they going to bundle the two expansions in? They don't really do that until the new expansions generally come out anyway. So it might be a good time for people just for them to just do a bundle now. And then you'd still have to buy Dawntrail when that comes out as well. So which will be full expansion price because they're normally full price on release. So you just have to look at what you want to do. Do you want to play the game casually and just poke through the content, or do you want to really dig in and get the story done before Dawntrail comes out, or buy it again on a different platform, like I'd have to if I play on Xbox. So, yeah.
Can I raise a suggestion that we have a Patreon tier that is just getting Kia to help with Final Fantasy?
If it's going to pay for my subscription,
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, it's just
all
self-perpetuating.
right. There we go.
Oh
This
boy.
is going to pay off. I knew being on the podcast was going to pay off for me eventually. So.
No, I okay. So my question with this then is, if I'm an absolute noob starting day one, what is the best in this current state of time, what is the best way to capitalize on this? Is it do the free trial now, play for a bit, redeem that? Is it just continue on the, like, if I just want to play casually, what is the best thing for me to do?
Just use the free trial. 100%.
Okay.
You will spend more than enough time. Like, I spent a couple of years in those first couple of expansions before I even did the stories for the new ones. And that was after I'd done a paid subscription. But it's just like, you can do all classes. So you can play every single class with one character, which is like 20, nearly 30 classes, including like miners and fishers and all that kind of stuff, up to level 70. It's just you can't do end game content because as soon as you hit level 70, it's capped out. You can't do end game, the stuff that comes after the final mission, or maybe even I think the final mission's like 69 or something. But if you hit the level cap, then you can't even see the end game content after that second expansion. So you're not quite
Gotcha.
getting to the end game stuff of that expansion. You'd have to buy in. So, but you just, yeah, just. No, nothing else but the free trial, really. Don't redeem the starter kit if you think you're just going to poke around and just try the game. Because yeah, you'll have a rude awakening when you can't go back to trial after that point. So, yeah.
Good to know. All right. Anything else that we want to mention about Final Fantasy 14?
I'm good.
All right,
Check out
cool.
Kia's guide on our Discord.
Yeah, it's been building
Excellent.
it up, and there's heaps of questions being answered. Brad's asking heaps of questions, so.
Speaking of Final Fantasies, let's talk about Seven.
Oh, do we have to? This is heartbreak. This is
All
heartbreaking for me.
right, so this morning news, there was a Washington Post article that came out that suggested that Sony had secured the complete Final Fantasy VII Remake trilogy as a console exclusive. I guess the update to that now is the entire trilogy is not yet confirmed to be Sony exclusive, with the author of the Washington Post article now saying that the article has been amended to only mention Remake and Rebirth.
Which is all that matters at the moment because the third one is still probably 3 or 4 years
Probably
away.
like 2, 3 years. Yeah.
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 Which sucks. I was kind of hoping that we would be like, I mean, I would be okay now if they went like, all right, Rebirth is coming out. Let's release Remake.
Yeah.
Like, give us the old one when the new one comes out. So we're just a few years behind PlayStation.
Yeah, my theory was we're just going to get the new one, right? So,
yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
I think
You didn't think we were going to get Remake?
I didn't think so. No, I thought we were just going to get
We're just going to
Rebirth.
get Rebirth. Yeah,
No,
we're just going to
see,
skip.
look, we got Octopath Traveler. Sony didn't. They got Octopath Traveler 2. We didn't. There's a precedent.
Yeah,
I guess
true.
so. Yeah. So yeah. But yeah. I mean, they can
God,
do
you're
a new.
giving me nightmares about Kingdom Hearts again. Going
No.
this
Yeah. I mean.
console and that
Yeah.
console
Yeah.
and.
Yeah. 2.5. 2.8.
Oh, I mean, like
Yeah.
with the DS, PSP, all that
Yeah.
bullshit. A mobile phone.
Probably. I think the only other thing I have to say on it is they could do a separate SKU when the whole package is out.
That was my thought
If
too, but even
yeah.
then, like,
But it's probably,
it'd be
yeah.
so old. Like, the original game would be so fucking old by that point, and we'd be on next gen hardware almost by that point,
I think
because they'd
we'll get
have the
a.
exclusivity deal for the third game potentially, and then after that, they'd release everything.
I think we'll eventually get it one day, but it will just be
Yeah,
a
like I
lot.
said, like next gen probably in a pack.
Maybe they'll secure the rights to the Final Fantasy IX remake.
Ooh.
What are they making?
No,
Well.
well, there have been comments, and I think they said that it'd take them until like 2040 or something to
Yeah.
get like something like that done.
Nuts.
No, actually, I think that was a Final Fantasy VI one, actually. So nine
Six,
could
yeah,
be on the
six, yeah,
way,
six we're
I
talking about,
think.
yeah.
Nine might be impossible, but six, they'd have to
There is a rumor
complete
that nine
everything
is
on
on its
six.
way. I believe
Yeah,
they've,
that's why I'm
but
getting confused. I
yeah.
think it was six that they said because they'd have to redo a lot of stuff. So.
Well, six has so many characters that yeah, it would be a nightmare. But apparently, Final Fantasy IX, apparently it's like this
Yeah,
year, maybe end of the
it
year. I
could
don't.
be.
I mean, that's the rumor, but who knows?
Do we think we'll get 16?
I think it would make sense, considering that it didn't sell amazingly well. But if we were going to get it, we probably would have heard about it by now.
Yeah, it seems like
Yeah,
it's
because it
following
came
the
out
same
March
path
last year.
as 7
It might be the
remake.
case of they've released
Yeah.
it on PC and that's the only way to.
Yeah, that might be Square Enix might just be. I mean, well, I mean, I don't know, because Microsoft are talking it up big about how much they're working with Square Enix these days, but what does that actually mean? It means that we get Final Fantasy 14, and that's pretty much it so far. Well, they said they're bringing Octopath across at some stage,
They
right?
are.
Yeah.
They definitely are.
Well, they
I
wanted to
yeah.
move Square Games to Xbox moving forward, but like, what's that mean for everyone
Yeah.
else?
They would have to buy out the contract if it's exclusive.
Yeah.
And
Oh, that
Square,
just. Well, I imagine it's a timed exclusive of some description. Just how long is that time? It's just so weird though, the relationship with Square, because like even going back to the showcase in January, showing a Square Enix game.
Yeah, that's what I mean, is that we
Like,
also, yeah, it's kind of just they're trying to secure that Japanese market. And yeah. I mean, like,
yeah.
I'd like to play Final Fantasy 16, but at this point, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I'm the
Yeah,
same.
David asks if we've if the PlayStation have got two and what Mass Effect 1. I think there was actually a PS3 trilogy as well,
They
like back in
did,
the
yeah.
day.
They republished
So
it.
they have, yeah.
But yeah, the first game was exclusive for a period of time.
Yeah, I remember
Just.
because I remember when they ported it, people were upset because they redid it with the Mass Effect 2 UI. So it was actually a better game than the original release. Did they
I'm
do that?
having a look at the list now.
Did they do that for
Just.
the new remake,
They did,
the
yeah.
Mass Effect? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if Kingdom Hearts 4 is a PlayStation exclusive, I
There's
will be upset.
no way they could get away with Kingdom Hearts 4 being a place like that. The Final Fantasy maybe, but Kingdom Hearts, I don't know, like.
Yeah, Disney's kind of in control of that one, I
There's
think.
some, yeah, there's probably too much outside influence for it to be exclusive.
I mean, you say Disney's in control of that one, but we have Wolverine, Spider-Man, Blade. Like, it's not a good
Look,
argument to make.
the
Marvel, baby.
Spider-Man stuff, the existed long before, like,
Yeah, Sony's had an existing relationship with Spider-Man for a very long time.
I mean, the PlayStation 3 logo was the Spider-Man logo. So,
True.
like, they've had that license for a very long time.
Feels weird to me, like when we got like edge cases, like Crisis Core. Like we get Crisis Core, but we can't get the Pixel remasters. Like,
It is, yeah, it's weird what they pick and choose.
I just want to go back and play Final Fantasy 12 again.
I was thinking about pick. I was thinking about playing it. I mean, I haven't played it
12 is a
since the
good
PlayStation
game.
2 days. It's a really good game, but the Zodiac Age, you get back to that decision paralysis thing where it's like they give you so many options in the new one
Stone
where it's like,
chests and.
yeah, there's so many classes you can play as. I'm like, I have no idea what my team composition needs to be.
I personally, I love the Gambit system. I wish more games use the Gambit system because I think there should just be a point in an RPG, like a JRPG, where it's like, all right, I've gone down this particular path. I just want to spec it to automatically play for me like this.
I need to send you a video after this about I mentioned this a couple weeks ago to Kia about there's a guy who used to work at Video Gamer called Matt Lees who used to do a show called Cool Ghosts where him and his buddy would just kind of break down video games and like start talking about them just in like random ones. And he was like, yeah, I just went back and played Final Fantasy 12 and it nearly ruined gaming for me forever. And I was like, fucking what? And just
In a
hearing
good
him
or a bad way?
in like a pulling back the curtain just a little bit too far on like how mechanical games are behind the scenes. Super interesting. I'll send you guys the video. Although I'll send you guys the series because he took him like 6 years to make like 10 videos, but well it was only like four videos, but anyway.
Yeah, sounds like my YouTube channel.
Yeah, he's well actually because I've been subscribed to him forever and he just released a thing like in the beginning of this year being like, hey, he'd like a little like teaser and everyone's like, fucking what? You haven't released a video in like 4 years. He's like, yeah, I'm doing the last episode of Cool Ghosts. I was like, oh shit, okay, great. And it was good. And then he's like, yeah, it's the last one. I'm not doing any more of them.
Want to very very much a sidetrack, but like speaking of YouTubers and that haven't like released content forever, I was recently just browsing TikTok for social, like, you know, just social media manager kind of stuff. And I came across like James Blunt's new song,
Oh,
and
really?
he's just like carrying like you know, one of the boom boxes, kind of is that kind of, you know, romantic video. And there's this guy in the car just like looking awkwardly at him. And I'm just like, I know that guy from somewhere. Where do I know it from? He's like one of my favorite YouTuber UK comedian duos that haven't
Oh,
released a video in like 4 years. And he's just
weird.
randomly popped up in this music video. I mean, if anybody's aware of like Aztec Movie and all that, there was a, like this Tomska who still does videos. There was a creative duo called Jack and Dean. And they used to do all this sketch comedy. If anybody remembers the Facky Book sketch, which was basically one of them ref like thinking it's Facky Book, and then the other one's just trying to get him to correct it. It's one of those videos you just see like 10 years later and it just holds up. But they used to do a really creative series like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly of this particular year. And then COVID essentially destroyed it. But
Right.
yeah, side tangent.
But
And then
yeah.
this, yeah.
But yeah, whatever happened to Chris Crocker?
It's a great question. Yeah. Brittany got left alone eventually, so all right, let's move on. Baldur's Gate apparently is gonna have a deluxe edition
Yeah,
on four discs, which is
the
fucking insane.
reason I brought this up is the fourth disc is 500 megabytes
Right.
over. The only other case I can think of this happening is the Wolfenstein New Order on 360 that I
360,
really
yeah.
like played, which was a physical exercise of getting up and swapping the disc every now and then.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know. I just wanted to put this in because you just love your Baldur's
So,
Gates and
are
all
we
that.
talking installed discs and then a play disc?
I don't think so.
Well, because
Well,
it's starting with PC, so I don't know. Like, we don't even know at this point.
the New Order one had one installed disc and then three physical discs for like five missions each.
Talking about discs and Final Fantasy Rebirth, did you hear what happened with the discs in the Japan physical?
They
No.
printed it in the wrong ones.
Yeah, the labels were on the wrong discs, so people were trying to play it and thinking they were faulty, but they just had to put the other disc in that
That's
had
really funny.
install on it to
Install
play it
and play
and
with them.
install it. Yeah.
Oh, David brings up Lost Odyssey being four discs. Yeah, like I love that game. Speaking of amazing JRPGs.
Mike Yellen, she was 11 floppy disks.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's
Jeez.
okay, David. That's maybe we need to start thinking about putting you in a home there, mate.
You're
Talk about
talking about
floppy
the save
disks.
icon, right?
Oh, yeah, oh, Jesus.
Every kid that brings up a floppy disk would be like, Look, it looks like the same
Did telephones ever
iPhone.
actually look like that? Yes, they did.
What made me feel old. All right, moving along. Capcom is increasing its starting salary in Japan by more than 25%.
Great.
I just wanted to quickly mention this because in a wave of layoffs, this is the first. I mean, typically it's the Japanese market that they get the pay rises, isn't that right?
Yeah.
That we hear about. But you know what? Like, just good thing. Good thing happening. I wanted to quickly mention it.
Yeah,
Why
it's.
are we just making fun of floppy disks now in the chat?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's a bygone era.
Oh, well, you know. So, I mean, it's all hard drives these days, so.
But it's like, yeah, like you were talking about, like the Japanese market seems to be doing a lot better in the game space than everywhere else in the West, unfortunately. And things seem to be going well for Capcom. You know, like kind of we talked about it before the show, like they've been going from banger to banger.
I'm trying to think of like what should like. Typically, it's just from and Capcom that I'm hearing from the Japanese market that is just doing well.
Yeah,
I
Nintendo.
can't. Yeah, Nintendo. I guess Sony's the only one that I can think of that has had a negative impact, I guess.
Yeah, but I think most a lot of that's hardware. That's
And a lot of them are Western-based
yeah, well,
developers.
yeah, so Sony at this point is basically a European company based on how they've HQ'd and who they have running it and all
Yeah,
that stuff,
exactly.
or have had
Yeah.
running it, I should
So
say.
then the Japanese studios, like I mean, Japan lives in a bubble in terms of its workforce, really. So
Yeah.
I don't exactly know how.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff around Japanese work culture that might be contributing to some of the success, unfortunately. But yeah, but I guess the bottom line is that they've had some good successful games coming out, and the market doesn't seem to be in quite as bad a condition over there that it is.
And hey, if that's where they're making the good games, then sure.
We'll play them.
I wonder if Japanese workplaces have pizza parties.
I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Right,
Mostly
moving
because
on.
pizza is very expensive over there.
Yeah, and steak,
It's
beef.
captured on campouts.
I'm
Camp
actually, yeah,
ins.
I'm kind of on board with that actually.
Right. Capcom has announced a new digital event that will take place across two broadcasters over the next week. Titled Capcom Highlights, the first stream, they got two streams, one on March 7th and one on March 11th. And each stream will be 15, 20 minutes in length, with the first one focusing on Kanetsugami, Path of the Goddess, and Dragon's Dogma 2. And the second one will feature Street Fighter 6, Exoprimal, Monster Hunter Stories, and Monster Hunter Now. We'll be providing the latest info on titles launching soon and give the world an update on the current state of Capcom. This event will not include any updates on Monster Hunter Wilds. And then
It's
we've got
probably
Dragon's Dogma.
too early in development for them to show anything off.
And we're not getting Monster Hunter Stories on Xbox.
No, we are not.
So.
It's just bullshit.
What else was I going to say? Dragon's Dogma is coming out on March 22nd. The action RPG sequel will be Capcom's first $70 game, and it's thought that the publisher may be preparing to release a demo.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to pick it up day one, but I'm very excited for that game. I'm a huge fan of the original game, warts and all. So I'm very curious to hear what the second game is like. It's been 12 years since the original, so.
What else we got? Xbox Design Lab gets a stunning new Fallout controller design, which I think is pretty smart, like
Stunning
coinciding with.
is maybe in quotes because I think it looks like absolute shit.
I mean, it's another controller. It looks
It
all
is
right.
another controller that they just kind of. It's an interesting style, but I think it just doesn't work.
If it's going to come out like that, I want it to be a paint by numbers thing where you can choose what gets
Yeah,
called.
exactly. Yeah, that's a great. It's
That
a
is
wit.
we need to like make that an idea. Paint by numbers controllers.
Where's Fallout? Where's Vault Boy? Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
Vault Boy. Who here is excited for the Amazon series?
I'll watch it.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe
I'm
we'll
pretty
do
hyped.
a week by week episode of Lights, Camera, and
Ooh.
Action, and we watch through it
Ooh.
together and all that kind of
Ooh.
stuff. That might be a good idea.
I'll do that. You know, I've got Amazon, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Are they not all dropping at once? Is the question.
Well, yeah, but if, you know, we want to stretch our Patreon content out as much as
Yeah,
possible,
true.
so we're not
Okay.
doing, we'll do episode by episode. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and they wouldn't want to drop a bomb like that, so.
No, exactly. Yeah, no, no one wants to set the world on fire.
I should never sold my Fallout 4 to collectors.
Yeah.
I know. I'm interested.
Microsoft are also bringing out a SpongeBob SquarePants Xbox, which looks fucking ridiculous.
I really want this
I
console.
yeah, I got yeah.
Is this the first or the second SpongeBob one they've done? Haven't they done another one?
This is, I don't think they've done a Bluey one.
Yeah.
All right, you've got to split into two camps. You've got your retail versions and you've got your giveaways.
Right, yeah, giveaways, they might have done one, yeah.
In terms of retail versions, the only exclusive, the only limited edition consoles we've had are Halo Infinite and now this.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, so this is a retail.
Yeah. Best
Yeah, so
Buy,
this
yeah.
is a Best Buy specific
Oh,
console.
okay. I
Yeah.
mean, to be fair, like if any like from a like crossover perspective, a SpongeBob and a Series X do actually that kind of works, you know? Like
Yeah. Well,
he is a rectangle.
all right. Microsoft is teaming up with Best Buy and publisher Game Mill. I mean, they probably threw this skin together in about 6 months. So.
100%, yeah.
What else is there? The Xbox X Series Nickelodeon All-Star 2, sorry, Brawl 2 Special Edition bundle includes an Xbox Series X that sports a, some would say, terrifying custom design inspired by everybody's favorite sponge, SpongeBob SquarePants. On top of the console, you also get a rad-looking custom Xbox wireless controller, which features a colorful collage of SpongeBob Squidward, Gary, and Mr. Krabs, and a digital copy of Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. I actually think the controller looks pretty all right.
I think it looks hideous.
Anyway,
It is terrible.
It looks like an absolute
I
patchwork.
just want limited edition controllers.
I have no mouth, but I'm a scream level of patchwork of characters.
The bundle will set you back an eye-watering $6.99,
So,
which would be US price. So,
fuck
what
me.
is this? What is this SpongeBob design? Is there a new design t style for the character in cartoons or something? Because it does not look like old SpongeBob.
I honestly think they're probably capitalizing on the fact of the, I don't want to say like newfound interest in SpongeBob. Like I would say SpongeBob is got a lot more interest as of late because of the Super Bowl. Like
Okay.
Nickelodeon, like I know here Paramount streamed the Super Bowl. Nickelodeon did their, what's that song called? Alex is gonna kill me. Sweet Victory.
Yeah.
Like, I would say that SpongeBob is, it's always been popular, but it would be more,
Yeah, but like
you
since
know.
like Steven Hillenburg died, they basically have taken that show and like run it into the ground. So like the art style is new, they've done new stuff with it, so
Kind of
I guess
what
they're going on
Adult
that.
Swim did to Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, but I mean, you got the movies and all that now, and like, I would say SpongeBob is still fairly popular as a kids' medium,
Oh,
right?
for sure. No, it definitely is, but I think that, you know, again, not that I watch a lot of SpongeBob, it's not really my kind of thing, but I know that a lot of people have been like, yeah, like he was like, hey, don't do spin-offs and kind of this. And then as soon as he died, they were like, hey, we're gonna do spin-offs and we're just kind of, I mean,
We're gonna
whatever.
make
Like,
movies. We're gonna,
is what it is. But yeah, like they've kind of gone with a new style, a more modern style,
and
which,
the Crysis is it's not even fully painted. Like, I'm wondering,
yeah.
it's still green in the top, right? Man,
Yeah.
that's gonna be weird.
Yeah, I don't know who would, yeah, anyway.
What do you mean, like, the entire console? The only thing that I don't see is the top
Yeah, the
yeah
top.
being
Yeah, but
painted. I think that's
the
fine.
green grid that's underneath the top of
Yeah, but
the
they're not going to get
Series
in and
X.
change any of that, right?
Yeah,
That's too much
probably a
work.
conscious choice.
It'd just be a skin, yeah. All right.
It kind of like we haven't seen that much of like the skin wraparounds.
Yeah, I mean,
Like
well, to be fair, we haven't seen a lot of Xbox Series X's selling, so I think that that's probably part of it in terms
well,
of
no,
like
I can, no, but like Series X though, not S.
either way,
So
I mean,
you think back in the 360 days though, like having your skin on your
well, you, that
other
was a
console essentially.
faceplate that you could put on there, right? And those didn't, they stopped doing those pretty early on too. Like the skin thing never really took off for consoles ever.
Yeah. I'm just surprised we haven't seen like more limited edition of the wraps. Like there was the Starfield one that got announced.
Yeah.
Then there was two others.
I don't know.
You're black and green and stuff. I think that's fine.
I might go out and buy some little sponges, and I might stick them to the sides of my Series X. It'll be more appealing than this bloody Xbox.
Just don't put it on the top because you don't want to block the heating. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good
Oh
plan.
God, if you block the top, that sound like a bloody jet engine.
Yeah.
So loud. It's ridiculous. Anyway, let's move on. Last thing I was going to quickly throw in there is Pokemon like Temtem is removing its microtransactions and stopping seasons after the next big Xbox patch. I just decided to throw this in here because I think without the season pass content, I think a few achievements get like a slightly longer.
Okay.
But I don't know anybody that on the
Okay.
that has like actually played this.
They've kind of said that they were pivoting in general, right? I think I heard something about them being like, yeah, we're kind of going to
They're
do our own thing and not really do many like more traditional Temtem content.
Yeah, I
Making a
didn't.
new game,
Yeah.
and a lot of the community is pissed off for that. right. Yeah.
Okay. Like a different. Okay.
It's like a how do you explain that?
It's
It's
like a
still
MOBA,
like a
right?
Temtem game, but yeah, I believe it's like
It's like a different genre.
yeah.
Temtem 2 has a, you know, a ring to it, really, doesn't
Sure.
it? I'm just trying to find where their announcement was.
Oh, they could do Tem 2 Tem.
Too Tem, too furious. Yeah.
Temtem Swarm, a survivor-like bullets heaven with online co-op up to 3 players.
It's kind of weird. I guess they're just trying to capitalize on the IP without having to make these big games.
I 100% think that's the case, and a lot of people are just pissed off at it.
I mean, to be fair, good on them for taking the microtransactions out, though, I guess. Like,
Yeah, especially if they're
yeah,
gonna
I
do
actually didn't
it.
know that there were live service elements at all in this
No,
game. I
neither.
thought it was just like a off disk, just, you know, kind of away you go kind of.
Yeah, like Nexomon, where it's just like, hey, we just copied Pokemon, dude, play it.
There are some
Yeah.
people saying it, like the fact that it's a survivors game with online co-op is good though.
Well,
Yeah.
you should just pop that disc in you've got right there, Shadow, and actually let us it report back. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna write it on my
You
desk.
showed it off 2 weeks ago and you still haven't taken it off your desk. You haven't put it back in its place.
I've got a few games on my desk that I need to get around to playing. Temtem, there's Sonic Superstars still.
I heard that's not very good, but I'm
The
sorry, I've heard it's fine.
sorry, I played one or two levels of it with Stephanie. The problem is the boss design is very like repetitive.
Sure.
But I mean, like Sonic games. And then there's special power-ups that don't really add much to the game. I mean, it's a Sonic game. What do I expect? All
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
right, Game Pass.
Yeah, Game Pass.
All right. In terms of games that have come out, we have Warhammer 40K Bolt Gun, which I'm sure Matt will
I'll
run
talk
us
about,
through.
yep.
Paw Patrol World comes out today or tomorrow. SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated will come to cloud, console, and PC on March 12th. I think that's the one that also. It's not a Play Anywhere title. I think it is a stack.
Oh, okay.
So that'll
Interesting.
be good. Control Ultimate
It's
Edition
coming
on
back.
March 13th. I might actually do the stack for that one now that that's happening. No More Heroes, March 14th. Lightyear Frontier, March 19th. And MLB The Show, March 19th. So it's good that we're getting Paw Patrol World and SpongeBob SquarePants in our themed month.
Very
Very
good timing.
handy. Leaving, we have Hardship Shipbreaker, Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch Remastered, and Shredders, which Matt will also discuss.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I'll get straight into it then. Well, I will first say Hard Space Shipbreakers is fantastic and everyone should give it a go.
Really want to get around to it before
It's
next week.
really good, and the fact that it has assists now. Shane Firehawk just finished it in like 22 hours. I finished it in 21, down from the estimate of like 50 to 60. So it's a much, much easier game with the assists on and much shorter. Doesn't overstay its welcome.
Is there anything like difficult at all in that game,
Not
or
particularly. I mean, there's a few like you need to grab a few collectibles, and they're just kind of randomly spawning, so you just kind of keep an eye out for them. And then there's kind of a there's a missable achievement on like the final mission. You just need to make sure you do one of like this thing where it's like follow the objective or don't follow the objective, and you just need to make sure you do both. Bef like do one and then re quit, reload, do the other one.
geez, decent
Okay.
RTA. Like Okay, what's the best way to tackle this? Should I go in with a guide? Should I just do
You know,
it
yeah, you don't
on
really need a
emotion?
guide. No, you just go through and just play the tutorial, start doing it, and just keep an eye out for the collectibles. Just keep it like have a look at the achievements and just kind of see which ones you want to keep an eye out for.
Cool. All right,
I
mine's all
really,
done.
really enjoyed it. And like Firehawk said, it was like his one of his favorite games he's played in a long time.
What kind of game is it?
There's nothing quite like trying to cut through something and accidentally igniting a fuel cell and getting launched off into space and dying.
Simulation management. All right, cool. Yep, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm convinced.
The fact that you can turn the time limit off in the assists makes the game so much more enjoyable for me. Because you're not rushing to like, it's like, oh shit, gotta cut this, gotta cut this. You just no, I'm just gonna have a nice time separating the ship and just cutting things apart and just slowly moving things into the right bins. And Ni No Kuni, no one's gonna get a chance to finish it, but I enjoyed it for the most part.
That is definitely a pickup
I'll just
game.
go back and play my PS3 copy that I never
There
played
you go.
properly.
Yeah, I think I picked up the remaster for the Switch for Allison at some stage, and we never played it. And then I did it
I
on the
think I
Xbox.
had the was there a PS4 copy?
They
Yeah.
did redo. Well, I mean, they came from the PS4 copy as remakes or upscales or
Okay,
whatever they
because I
did.
had a PS4 copy that I picked up for like $2, $3.
Because that's where the second one originally got released on PS4, and they released the first one to kind of get that going.
Exactly. Okay. So what have I been playing? Shredders, I guess we'll start with, which is leaving Game Pass. So I've had this on to playlist for ages because Cameron recommended it. Realized he hadn't finished it, so I was like, I don't know why I listened to that recommendation. But I saw also like a few other people in our community have finished. I think Natalinator and
Alex,
Alex had.
would I?
Snowboarding is very much not my kind of game, but for the most part, I enjoyed this game. I think that, yeah, like I enjoyed the humor and the kind of mini story thing and the kind of the in jokes and stuff. I thought it was quite like the like from an indie developer. I think they kind of got the comedy tone quite right. The voice acting is a bit hit or miss, but that's as what it is. My main issue with this game is that the trick system is a little bit too finicky, especially when. Like, look, if it's like, hey, rack up some points, you can usually do like a 1080 and then do like a tweak and all that kind of stuff to get some more points and you'll be fine. But when it's like, hey, do this type of grab, half the time it works, half the time it doesn't. And the game's not super great about explaining its mechanics in a way that's like kind of helpful. Like, the tutorialization is not right. I also really don't like the grinding in this game. Like, trying to land on a rail is just a fucking nightmare. Whereas, like, you know, like most skateboarding games will have some sort of gravity or a button that you can use to essentially say, hey, I want to grind. So if I get near enough to this rail, just fucking magnet me to that shit. This does not have anything like that. There's also a lot of collectibles, but they aren't too bad. And you can kind of having the ability to use a drone to kind of teleport you around the slope to wherever you need to be. So you don't have to repeat, you don't have to go all
That's
the way
good.
up to get back
Yep.
to the jump that you fucked up.
Yeah,
And it has a
yeah.
rewind feature. So it's quite like it has a lot of really good features in it to kind of make it so it's like not as punishing as your sort of your traditional snowboarding kind of style game is, especially
You get
because
a
you know it's
snowmobile as well, yeah?
your snowmobile as well, exactly. Yeah, but it's like you know, the thing about snowboarding is that it only works when you go downhill, right? So if you miss something, you're like, well, I'm fucked. But overall, I really enjoyed it. They also just put out a new content patch for it like a week ago, celebrating the 1 year anniversary of it. So it's like a free content pack. They've added a couple of new areas and stuff. I think they added Crater Park, so you can kind of go around and do some new trick stuff. And so I played a little bit of that as well. It's good. You don't need to completely finish the game. Like you don't have, well, you have to finish like the story and then do collectibles. And the only kind of grindy achievement is getting all the like outfit items, which.
Yeah,
Basically means you got
right.
to play a lot of the side quests and do like a lot of the side stuff, but you're going to be doing a lot of that anyway for the other achievements. So it only took me maybe like another hour or so or two of just kind of doing side missions to get the last achievements. But yeah, like I definitely had a lot of frustration in this game. There were definitely parts where I was like, this is not fucking working properly. But overall, I think it's a quality game, especially from a small team.
Okay. I need to go back to, I think the frustration that I had with it was when I left it for a few weeks and came back to it, I had no idea
Yeah.
how to, not so how to play it, but like just how to, I guess, go about the events and that again.
How to do the best in
Yeah,
it? Yeah,
okay.
I'm with
Yeah,
you.
I
It's like a
wasn't
one shot kind of game.
I wasn't really
Which
going to bring it up here, but I went back and did the multiplayer stuff in the 360 game Stoked,
Oh,
the Big
yeah.
Air edition. So we struggled so hard with the controls last night when we were trying to play it. You realize you have to use like the left trigger and the right trigger, and then the right stick to do all of the moves, and then the left stick is exclusively for your spins and your flips and stuff like that. And it's just like it just getting the navigation down with like, and that's another game that doesn't have the it doesn't like stick you to the rails and stuff like that either. So, but the good thing about that game is you can actually just go back to the menu and then teleport exactly to the trick you want to do, and you do the whole list. Like I did a whole mountain last night, so trying to unlock a new sponsor because we're trying to work out how that works. So
That's yeah,
was
it's kind of like that kind of like, pat your head and rub your belly kind of thing, where it's like you just kind of got to, like, the muscle memory takes a long time to get into it.
Yeah, so yeah. So when I chilled out a little bit and I'm like, right, I'll just do some jumps with the left stick and do some spins and stuff, and then start adding trick stuff to it, and then I was fine. So yeah.
I was gonna say, if you want to do like just discussing snowboarding games at all, the best one out of any snowboarding game I've ever played is Amped Free, because the humor is so fucking funny.
M3 is good. It's on the 360 still. I think it's backwards compatible.
I believe it is. Sorry, it's not backwards
Oh, it's
compatible.
not? Okay. Yeah, it's a shame. I have SSX to do, and that's one of my big Sisyphus boulders, because it has a lot of online stuff, and it's an EA game, so I'm always a little bit concerned.
SSX is rough. I mean, if you really want to get into a snowboarding game, I would say Riders Republic or Steep.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Steep is pretty good. If you just want something like arcadey, there's a game called Shred It, which is basically
Shred is not even a snowboarding game, though. It's a runner.
it's a runner snowboarding game. It's fine. I'm only bringing it up because Nikita played it recently,
Yeah, sure.
and it's cute.
Who's been playing Grip? Did you
So,
I
start that? Okay. All right.
had already started this. Grip is an interesting one. So Stephen or slash Aftos was asking in chat the other day what my thoughts about it were. And I hadn't played this game since like 2019. It was one of the Wired Productions published games, and I couldn't remember anything about it. So I went, all right, I'm going to re-download this and just get a feel for it. The best way I can describe it is, if anybody's played a game like Redout and or FX-Zero, those kind of like hover vehicle
I played Wipeout
futuristic,
back in the day, yeah.
futuristic kind of map stuff, Grip is exactly like that, but like with more of a focus on physics. So you'll have particular maps where you can kind of go up, and then it just swaps the angle. So you're essentially racing on the roof, but then you're like, it looks normal. It's just that quick physics
It does a
swap.
flip. Okay, yeah.
There was also like combat kind of matches. It's that Mario Party, sorry, not Mario, Mario Kart, pick up a like blue shell, and
Right.
then
Sort of the combat stuff, yeah.
combat stuff. So instead of that, you'll have your rockets, you'll have Hydras, which are like spinning ones. There's 35 achievements in this game. The hardest stuff is definitely the car core, their take on parkour.
Right.
I think the first achievement is like how you get it. It's a pun or something along
Jesus
those
Christ. Okay.
lines.
All right. Yep.
Saying that, I've been going for the story mode. This game is your typical arcade racer, where it's fairly easy for the most part, but there's just going to be a few achievements that are just massive grinds. Like this game is at a 9.5 ratio.
Oh boy. I didn't even know about this game, and one of my favorite games that was on the PlayStation demo discs back in the day was Roll Cage. Oh
It
yeah, right.
was absolute like it was the same concept where you can flip your vehicle and keep going, and it was a combat racer and stuff like that. So I'm actually really keen to check this out. So I know you grabbed it in a sale this week, didn't you? So.
It was a 90% off sale, so it was down to $5. I think it's still
It
maybe like three or
it
four
is.
more
It's got
days.
like a few days, but not before the podcast comes out.
It was originally on Game Pass. That's how I played it, but it left back in 2019. So it must have only been on there for a short time. Yeah, the car core ones are the ones that are going to really worry me. Like, I started an easy one yesterday, and I was like, "How the hell do I do this?"
Yeah, an easy
But
one,
then,
yeah.
as you go through campaign as well, you get better vehicles the higher you go up,
Right.
and a lot of these achievements are tied to like doing 250 laps, doing 1,000 laps. Saying that there is a track in particular that is like 20 seconds per lap.
Oh shit.
So I think there is a level that you can kind of cheese a lot of the stuff
Yeah,
on.
right. I think I'll be fine with this because I suffered through the Trials of the Blood Dragon RC levels. Oh my god. Holy shit, they're so, the exact same thing, but they're terrible. Side-scrolling, flipping upside down, kind of one direction
It's
kind of
just
stuff.
it's one of
So,
those games that has a very long achievement list for the sake. Like, it's going to be a grindy game, because this kind of arcade racer you would expect 20 hours out of, and it's 60.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's a real shame.
But yeah, the ratio is high on it. I see it being doable. I feel like it is going to be one of those games that when I get to the very end, get the best car available, that's when it's going to open up quite a bit.
Yeah.
If not, probably a easy, if not very long, 800 to 900 G.
It's going to be
But
that, just that last little bit. Yeah. All
yeah,
right.
but that's grip.
I reckon I will talk about Armored Core Verdict Day.
Yes, I was, that's an interesting addition here. I didn't realize Jake was
Yes.
back on the show.
So, right. So I compiled all my little Microsoft Rewards points and decided that it's like $40 on the Xbox 360 store still, but it's like the only one that's actually digital. So, I downloaded it and I played a couple of levels, but I have absolutely fallen in love with the theme music for this game, this series.
Yeah.
It is so good. So, and like they do like little variations and stuff like that, but just sitting in the menu listening to the music is like you could spend hours in there just tinkering around with your gear because it's just real nice to listen to. So, and this game still does it. So, have you played this one, Matt?
No, I was
No?
I haven't played an Armored Core for since like the PlayStation 2 days
Yeah, okay,
besides
cool.
seven.
Yeah, so Verdict Day is essentially, I think, a carry on from Armored Core
Four,
Five, which
right?
four?
I four,
Because
yeah.
I think there was Four Answer Five, and then Verdict Day, and
Verdict
I
Day,
think Verdict
yeah,
Day
you're right,
was like
yes,
a
yeah.
yeah. So I don't know about the stories or anything. I have Four Answer sitting over on my shelf, but I don't have any other one. And yeah, so I'm about halfway through the story in this, and Jake actually gave in one of the Discords some really good tips on some of the weapons and stuff like that to kind of go with, and I've been clearing through it pretty well. So I got a bit of a shock when I went from having bipedal legs to tank tracks and realizing how differently the game was going to play. But I like the super speedy play style. So I'm basically just holding in the A button and jumping off surfaces because if you hold it in, if you float into a building, you'll jump straight back off it. And it allows you to zip right around the
Right.
enemies and stuff like that. So I kind of like I'm still getting a little bit used to just the weapon systems because I've had a couple of enemies use like electric powers of some kind on me and stuff like that, and I have no idea how to counter it. But there's also some really good guides to do S ranks in the whole and all the levels as well. So. But yeah, I've got a couple of S ranks out of it. So just from so I'm like, this is all right. I'm having fun with it. It doesn't seem too hard so far. But
I definitely
yeah.
want to hear some more updates as you get through it.
Oh yeah, th that's the plan for this week. The rest of the week is going to be trying to get through the story at least. So.
I have been playing a couple of boomer shooters this week. So first one,
Yes.
both of them for our themed month fit in quite nicely. D Star Wars Dark Forces Remaster.
Sorry, Boomer very much being
The key word here, this is a game from
yeah.
1995 and it plays like it.
Jeez.
It's fun. But it is just that game again. I played this back in the day when I was a kid, really enjoyed it, didn't get very far because it was kind of confusing and I didn't really, I was too young to kind of really get it.
Oh,
Level
okay.
design of the 90s, don't you love it?
So this is actually a remake, is it?
It's a remaster. So they
Remaster.
built it from
Oh.
the ground up. But it is very much in that same style. Like it like geometry wise, I believe it's identical. Like the combat's the same, the enemies are the same. Like they built as close to the original as possible with some tweaks to the graphics basically and the resolution. But it plays like a game from the 90s, very much so in terms of like, hey, signposting, what's that? Like holy shit, like these games, like in the same way that Doom, if you don't have a map, and even if you do have a map, is a fucking labyrinth. And so I played about half of this just kind of on my own, just playing through it and just struggling through it. And I did okay. The game has cheats if you need them, so like it's not, and you can play it on easy as well, so like it's not terribly difficult. And because it's got updated controls, you can strafe, which the game was not built to handle, so you can just fuck up enemies pretty easily. But yeah, it's well, I got about halfway through it, and then eventually I was like, I need a fucking walkthrough for this because the level design, like we've come so far with this stuff, and so, trying to figure out some of the puzzles, quote unquote, of these games, like I never would have figured half this shit out. A lot of it is like, oh hey, check these devices and make sure these lights are lit up this way. I'm like, there are so many like non-interactable textures that are lights and like flashing things. And I have to look for the one that's interactable that you don't know or changes depending anyway. Yeah, so like it definitely has a lot of that. But it is like it's also like very non-canon, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Like I think it was cool to go back and experience. And I really hope they do the next one. Because Dark Forces 2 is kind of where it got really good.
I actually did get a bit confused because I thought you were talking about Bolt Gun already.
Oh, Bolt Gun, I will get to, yes.
Yes, too. Why was I thinking you were talking about Bolt Gun already? I have no idea. I played this back in the day as well. This is one of the old ones that I played. So,
Yeah, because Dark Forces led into Dark Forces 2, which then led into Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, and then which led into Jedi Academy, which, some of the best games, some of the best Star Wars games ever made.
Karl Katarn's not canon, blah blah blah.
Yeah, unfortunately, but like whatever. They also like the sort of comic art book, like the really rough comic art style of the cutscenes in this game looks really hilarious nowadays. It's very it kind of has that like that old like when they did Monkey Island cutscenes where it was kind of like a static image that kind of moved a little bit like it was talking, and it was like clearly someone had just kind of drawn it and tried to like use as few pixels as possible. But yeah, but it's not a very long, like it's 14 levels. If you have a walkthrough, you'll get through it in no time. If you're playing on easy and you've got like infinite guns and all that sort of shit, you'll fucking smash through it like I did. But I think that I'm glad that they redid it. I think that it's really good that we've kind of have the ability to play some of these older games again. I'm hoping that one day they bring like X-Wing and TIE Fighter back. That'd be amazing.
It's really good that they're not locking out old non-canon
Yeah,
games,
exactly.
because that was one of the scary things, I guess you could say, about the lore changing. It's just like everything disappears.
Yeah, all the
Star
waves
Wars,
and stuff.
apparently things don't disappear, so
Yeah. No one's ever really gone.
unless you're, Obi-Wan,
Yeah,
I guess.
apparently. And then, like David pointed out, yeah, exactly. 90s level design, Bolt Gun. So this is obviously a lot more modern in terms of its design choices, but has a very, very 90s aesthetic. I really like this game, but it also suffers from some of the same problems. It's designed better. Like the gunplay is really good. The grat like the you can tell there's a very, very stylistic choice of them, what they do. Like there's a slider of like you can make it more or less pixelated if you want. Like they're up to like,
Yes,
hey,
I
like
saw
how
that.
grungy do you want this to look? Which is fucking cool. Game's really fun. Has assists on, so you can just be like, hey, I want to be invulnerable and I want all the guns and infinite ammo. So you can just blaze through this game like I did. But if you're a 40K nerd, like it has all of the cool Space Marine shit. Like you got plasma guns, you got melter guns, you've got the shotgun, you got the bolt rifle, you got the heavy bolter, like they got the grav gun. There's so much cool fucking shit in this game. And it all is like sounds really good and feels good. And like I had to turn the vibration off because I was killing my battery. But this game is just like when you pull the trigger on a gun, your controller nearly shakes into your fucking hands. Like these things feel like monstrous machines. It's so fucking cool. And the music's good, and like the art, like I love the art design, and like it, they have a real love for the 40K universe. The main issues with the game is that it's obviously quite repetitive. Like there's a little bit of a lack of enemy variety. I mean, there's like not like super bad, but it does get a little bit stale towards the end. Doesn't overstay its welcome. It's only, I think it's 24 levels, I think, if my math is correct, because there's only three chapters. Yeah, my main issues are the kind of, it gets maybe a little bit repetitive at times. They kind of, you have a little bit of like, hey, we're going to put you in an area you need to purge it of enemies, but it's kind of similar enemies. But like, that's just, first person shooters. What are you going to do? Doom has the same issue. And the other bit is that there is no in-game map. So it can be
Oh, no.
quite easy to get lost. Luckily, like I had the secrets, like the collectible guide for the secrets. Is basically a run from the start of the level to each of the secrets. So like it gave me a pretty good idea once I got lost of like where I could go. So it was only a few levels where I kind of got turned around a little bit and spent a bit too long on them. Cause like the signposting is there. Like they do better than they did back in the 90s, but it's kind of, David also points out there's a level where you have to go through a bunch of portals in the right order. Like it's that classic 90s thing of like, hey, figure it out, not a lot of hints, all that kind of shit. But I think overall, really solid game, really cool effects, really good guns, fun enemies. The chainsword is fucking amazing, and you like rev it up and just cut people in half and shit. Like they got the tone perfect. And I had a good time with it.
I'm glad that like the best example I can think of is New Blood, who are the New Zealand publisher that release some of the best non-Valve rated games on Steam, which are essentially like Doom clones. And the one like Dave, who runs that, I attended one of his talks at GCAP, talks about just give players all the assists. If you want to tie like a difficult achievement difficult thing tied to an achievement, but give players all the assists that they want to be able to play it. And I'm glad that these two games kind of lean into that.
And I think that they got the right philosophy for these kinds of games. Because I mean, like being a space marine is literally a power fantasy thing, right? Where it's like you're supposed to be your one cybernetic monster against the entirety of the chaos and the war. And you're gonna bring some purity to these heretics. And also like there's like a taunt button, and you instead of having in these games you get like health and armor. Instead of armor, you basically get contempt. So the contempt from you, like it's a contempt meter basically of like the more contempt you have for your enemies, the more shielded you are from them. It's fucking great. And you can just keep hitting Y to be just start spouting off shit. And if you stay still for too long, the idle animation is him reading his like codex of his like religious sense. It's yes, the Space Marine stuff is really, really cool. And there's some references to the original Space Marine game, and it's kind of an in-between game for the new one as well. So curious to see where that goes. But it's also not very long. I think I finished it in like 5 hours or so.
Yeah, I definitely want to check Bolt Gun out.
And it's on Game Pass now. So yeah, it's a nice, easy recommendation. Vampire Survivors.
Yeah, so I did the new title update. Not really much to say about it, other than it adds a new character in, just some new weapons and that. Very much similar to the other stuff. Except
I've
it
got it
takes like half an
installed. I
hour.
need to go and do it.
Yeah, half an hour to 45 minute kind of update.
Easy.
Just wanted to quickly mention it because I haven't really done much this week. But that was a good one to clean up after last week's show. The
And
other
then
ones.
you were playing a couple other things.
Yeah, so I'm very much in a point now where I'm doing, I guess, a few games at a time, just keeping up with it. Youngblood, I'm down to 3 achievements left, which are the getting all the weapons upgraded, which is a massive grind. I'm only at 60%. There is also upgrading every ability, which I'm a little bit closer to getting done, about like 80, 85%. And then the final thing was, damn, getting kills with all the heavy weapons. So I every there's a whole bunch of achievements that are tied to getting level 10 for all weapons and then getting level 10 for miscellaneous weapon, right? So there's like 10 of them. And I thought getting miscellaneous weapons all done would unlock the level 10 achievement. That is not the case.
Right.
So I got all of them done, rinse and repeating the first level because there's only six levels that you need to do. Everything else is like side missions. So keep on repeating this first level, getting the coins, doing that. Got all those achievements done, and then I realized I was missing three of the very heavy armored guys' achievements, which is essentially a heavy version of your laser weapon, your electric weapon, and your diesel weapon. Getting the ammo for these weapons is an absolute pain in the ass. And now I'm at a point where I'm just having to try and grab that ammo, rinse and repeat. This is probably going to be one of those games that takes me like another 2 to 3 weeks, just logging in daily to get stuff done.
You're really not selling it to me, mate. I know there's some good stuff in this game, but it sounds like a 20-hour game straight to 80.
It's I would say it's a 50-hour game stretched 80.
Oof. Right.
It's one
That
of those
makes it
things
even
of
worse.
I think it's enjoyable, but I'm getting to the point now where it's just like I wish this was over.
Yeah, that's fair.
But then I will eventually have to do two, so that would be the conversation. Like, I don't think this is a bad game. I think this is a game that they obviously wanted to go like more of the live service, like not live service, but the
Like ongoing, yeah.
It was
ongoing kind
definitely
of.
the period of time when they were trying to do what everyone else was doing because
It's like
they needed a bag, so.
Like how the 360 market had the tacked-on multiplayer, this had the tacked-on daily missions and
Yeah,
that
they're
kind of
just like, hey,
stuff.
just keep playing this over and over and over again. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's, yeah.
David, I think it is enjoyable if you just want to do it for the story, but in terms of an achievement hunting sense, this is not the achievement hunter's list.
Yeah, I think
This
I'm
is a
gonna.
game casual
I think I'll
person.
give it a miss, but I'll live vicariously through you on that one.
Project Cars 2, me and Kiyo and Todd
Yep.
have been doing
Yeah.
this one. How the multiplayer session seemingly works is you can boost it by doing this very small triangle kind of track, which takes about like 10 to 15 seconds to do a
Yeah,
lap.
it's like 10 seconds a lap, and you do one lap at a time, and you just go around, do a race, do another race.
Problem with Project Cars 2 is you have to get a safety award at B class, which is about doing 40 races of 10 laps each. And if
Yes, well,
somebody
I
hits
mean,
into
the fun thing about this is that he was playing with Todd and me, right? But who was actually getting penalized for us hitting him?
I
It would
wonder.
be Mr. One, shall I
So,
say you.
okay. So I was getting
So.
penalized. And then we also realized that if you come in first, you don't go up any progress as well.
Oh, wow.
So
We didn't realize for a bit because we were taking it in turns anyway. So we're all kind of
You're
going
like,
off
oh,
at
it's
a
taking a
steady
while.
pace.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
right. But yeah, we got all of us to the safety rating. Now we can drop it down to one lap a race because we have to get 350 races done.
Gotcha. Okay.
But saying that, we've technically done 400 laps already.
Fuck me. Yeah.
So
All right.
be like another 10 hours, I would say, of just racing.
Oof.
I want
Yeah.
to
Okay.
get the multiplayer
But
done
it is just
because Project Cars.
complete. So, yeah. Right. It's not too bad then. Yeah. And we've been doing Vermintide together as well.
The other
So,
Warhammer game.
yes.
So Kia
So,
didn't pick up his dailies.
it doesn't matter because one of the things about this game is that you pick up quests, and every quest type will have a different grade of weapon, and then you have to do missions, daily missions with the coins to actually unlock like a portion of it. So you might need 6 coins to unlock a green daily, like a green quest weapon or something like that.
Yeah,
And
six keys. They're like silver-shaped keys, weird things, but
Yeah. So, and then like the orange will be 8 and the red will be 10 or something. So you have to do more dailies to get a different weapon or something like that. So either way, we're kind of all in different places with where we're collecting weapons because we're all playing a different character and we're only, there's what, 3 different quests that pop up daily. You have to go
Those
in,
three
see if
different
there's a weapon
characters.
you want. And if there's not, you wait another day and then you get a different one and then you have to do 6 quests. But then if you max out on your daily quests before we play again, you're wasting a daily. So we need to play every few days. And yeah, the
So,
more and more I play it, the the more and more I'm starting to enjoy it, and the more Shadow's starting to hate it.
Okay, so the problem I have with this game, though, it is one of those games that whilst you level up, you don't actually gain anything.
Yeah, it just
So
gives you more options.
your level 5 character could be the same as your level 20. The only difference will be that at level 15 you will unlock another slot for a trinket, which might impact how you get loot, that kind of stuff. But the only difference in terms of class building is your weapons and that, like having to upgrade them over time. So your class is basically what you're wearing, like, and no stats will be improved by leveling.
And the thing about wearing a trinket, you have one trinket unlocked until level 15, but there's a trinket that everyone automatically has. It's like one for each class, and it's if you put that in the slot, you're guaranteed to get a weapon of your character. But if you put a different trinket on, then you're getting just random stuff. So when you're crafting and forging and dismantling weapons and making other weapons out of them, if you want one for your class, you have to have that trinket on. So
The reason I'm not enjoying this game, though, is just like simple game decision, like design decisions that they've made of not, you know, if you leveled up and got a little bit stronger each time, it would make more sense to me. We're still playing on easy and having a somewhat hard time on some of these missions. But then I think my survivability is a little bit best. A little bit better because of what class I'm playing.
yeah,
But
we're
then it's
running two
like,
tanks and two
yeah.
DPS. So
But
Brad and I are DPS, yeah.
it's like, what level do we get to where we have to like really play very conjointly? Because the bots and all that are awful.
Yeah, right.
And then it's
So
one of those games too that you can only really play together.
the
Like
way
you
you can
can't just
interpret
trust.
this is that the more and more Shadow can't run ahead, the less likely he wants to play.
Enjoyable. It's funny how we have to work as a team. Yeah.
Slowly and slowly over time, you have to work more and more as a team.
To me though, like I want to have aspects where I can just go and play this a day my like for myself to try and get ahead a
It,
little.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like waiting on everybody else, and then some weeks we can't do it, and
Yeah, we're all kind of doing it together, like exclusively, really. We're not collecting each other any other resources or whatever. It's just like a
it's an
Monday night
investment.
or
It's a 200 hour investment.
So Monday night I'll roll around, we'll do a run, and then I'll be like, boys, are we doing a run? And then you get 3 days in, and then you've got no dailies left because you've got to wait till the dailies are all over to build it back up. And it's like, why bother even playing till we've got three dailies to
I
do?
mean, it's the problem that we have now, but because the daily, like, there's like 6 or 7 dailies, but they're tied to each different difficulty level.
Yes, that's the problem.
So you get like a key for easy or a key for nightmare. So we can only do the key for easy. But then the other ones will just give you like a 2 hour damage perk.
Right, which is useless for you
Like 2
guys,
hour
yeah.
damage perk. But
Yeah, you do get some resources that you can
yeah.
grind down to make weapons, but
But like getting the damage perks and all that kind of stuff, they only last 2 hours, and as soon as you log off for the night, it's gone.
yeah, right.
It's not one of those things that like it will continue on when you log back in.
That'd be nice.
I'd like to complain about this game.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
I should have never started
Yeah, and Brad's already talking about doing Vermintide 2 and Darktide. So,
Oh boy.
and
Yeah. And
we're
I'm hearing
what,
bad things about Darktide, so I'm
20
Darktide.
something hours into a 200 hour like Vermintide game, and he's already talking about doing the sequels.
Speaking of Brad and previously of Aftos, we started Dead Island 2 last night. I don't have much to say because none of us had done the intro bit and we didn't realize, so we had to do the intro bit
Oh
ourselves before we could
no.
start. That's fine. So we lost an hour or two there, but we've gotten through the first area. That's so we play like an hour together and that's pretty much it. Enjoying it so far, but still very, very early. So I'll probably report back. We're doing it like once a week, so it'll take us a while to get through
Yeah.
it. But
Did you all choose different characters?
we all chose different characters.
Yeah. What did you end up on?
I can't remember his name. He's the guy who looks like Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, I think that's just Bruno. I think I chose that one as well. He's
No,
got like
not Bruno,
a.
not Bruno.
Oh, no.
I know. I think Aftos playing. No, I think maybe Brad's playing as Bruno. Am I Josh? Maybe I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe it's
All very memorable characters in
yes,
Dead
exactly. I
Alexander.
mean, whatever. He's the British guy.
And then we'll get Alex on one episode and he'll be able to just name
Yeah,
them
he'll
all
know it
off the
all.
top of his
But yeah, like I'm enjoying the humor, and like it had a like an interesting start. So I'm kind of curious to see where it goes, but it's still early days. So I'll check back in that probably next week. I also as a just like a breather game to play between trash or other st well not trash but like between theme games. I started Mafia Definitive Edition. I did like the first couple of missions, so I'm going to play a little bit more of that. Just my kind of mini project.
I really like the story for Mafia.
Yeah, I'm in, like again, I'm enjoying it so far, but I'm still like very early on, getting used to it. But I love how it looks. And I'm like, man, this is because they fully remade it in a way that I remember like seeing the game in a magazine back in the PlayStation 2 days and being like, wow, this is so fucking cool.
It's a game like I played religiously when I was playing it on PC. The
Yeah,
only
right.
issue I have with the entire game is the race.
Yeah, which is I'm worried about in Chapter 5, but we'll get to that, I suppose. Because you got to play it on classic difficulty.
Yep, wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah, I bet. And then I guess, yeah, so we've been doing our theme month of things that are based on media. So, yeah, with Star Wars and Warhammer. And I decided to include Lego Ninjago in that, which is the Lego Ninjago video game based on the movie or whatever they got. The Lego Ninjago movie video game is the official title. Finished it up. I just finished it up just before the show. Enjoyed it for the most part. It was pretty good. I think that of the sort of Lego games, I think it has a good structure for the most part, where it's like more like hub world stuff as opposed to like more dedicated levels.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I like the humor and the story and that kind of stuff, and because I mean it's based on the movie, so like it just kind of uses the movie clips and that kind of stuff. Worked pretty well. It was basically like halfway through the free play stuff because there's like n eight levels to kind of do. After I finished level four, I was kind of like, okay, I'm kind of done. So maybe like 80% of the way through the game, it just kind of started dragging on a bit because you're just kind of doing the same sort of stuff, but that's just Lego for you. But it took me like 15 hours, so which is not too bad for a Lego game. I do have two more Lego games sitting there that I don't know if I could do them right away. So I've also started SpongeBob Truth or Square. So I'm going to kind of do that and then maybe pick something else from the list. I'm not quite sure yet, but we've been talking about maybe doing Shadow of War as the might be a good one because that's one that's been sitting there for a while. But I also started Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, but it hasn't really grabbed me yet. So I've got a
Did
few
you
things in there.
do multiplayer for Ninjago?
Is there multiplayer?
Multiplayer?
I thought most of the Lego games did have multiplayer.
I mean, it probably does. I don't know. I just did it on single player.
So Allison didn't want to jump in. Okay,
No,
that's
God,
fine.
no.
I didn't they always only ever want to do like local co-op and then they just, you
Pretty
know.
much. I think they had online in a couple of them. I think like the Complete Saga or something had it,
Yeah.
but that was pretty much it. But no, I just did it all on my own. It's just easier.
Retcons, maybe.
But yeah, you know, so
Sorry.
I'm trying to stick with the theme as much as possible. I've got a bit of a list that I'm going down and looking at, like, okay, can I do this? Can I do this? So SpongeBob is at SpongeBob I missed on the list. Thank you. I got a good reminder about that. So I've also installed Paw Patrol, so I suppose I'll play that next. Yay. But I've got a lot of games on the go that I'm kind of juggling. So I'm running out of space on my Xbox for the first time in quite a while. So
Listen, there's some parents out there would love to just hear Paw Patrol once, and that's it.
exactly right.
I mean,
Exactly.
I'm lucky that we live in a day and age where like I can enjoy Bluey and those kind of shows, and
True.
not have to just worry about my kids watching Peppa Pig 24 hours a day.
But I think that's pretty much
Anyway.
everything we've been playing. So I'll quickly go through our leaderboards. In third place is me with 9,509 for this week. In second place we've got Red with 11,195, and in first place we have Martel with 14,150. Which is some crazy scores this week. I've been racking them up pretty quickly, but I don't think I'm going to be getting into the top space anytime soon. Keo, do you want to read through completions?
Yeah, so we've got Mick 3IDV did Payday 2x2. Sorry if I butchered that, that's your own fault because
Yeah.
Seafood Sticks did Borderlands 2. Left 4 Dead, sorry, Left 4 Legacy did Stumble Guys. Vex 173 did Alice Madness Returns and Disney Dreamlight Valley. Bulbasaur did. Turnip Boy Rubs a Bank.
Which
Jake
I had to
did.
redo, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Just Jake did Forza 7, Wizards of Legend. And is that hit
Yeah, it hit
400K gamer
400K.
score?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice,
Yeah.
nice. Good milestone. Stubby did Wolfenstein Youngblood, left Shadow for Dead.
Yeah, he did,
Brothers.
didn't he?
I did the Brothers remake too. That's good. That's actually a new release. It's just popped out, I believe. Mutolinator did The Crew, so that got a
That
completion
was
I
a
might
big
not
ask
get,
for him.
actually. So yeah, it's a very big one. Valak did Metroid Zero Mission for the retro arc achievements. Rapture did Power World, Firehawk did Hard Space Shipbreaker and Neo Geo Battle Coliseum, and MC Panda Gamers did Sea of Thieves.
Yeah,
That's
big
the update.
congratulations to MC
1100
Pandas.
hours.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You are a pirate.
Oh, God.
You remember that song back in the
I haven't heard
day?
that one in a while, yeah. Patreon, Cameron.
Yep. So we want to give a special thanks to Lee Howard, Mikhail KV, Natalita, Mad Lefty, 2097, Admiral Awesome, Heavy Moogles, Kung Fu Skills, Hack and Pwn, Cobbler 07, Omni Clown, Mark B, Mick11 Legend, Message, Left Legacy, and McNulty.
Thank you so much, guys. And if you'd like to join the patreon.com/wallergamers, any support is greatly appreciated. Helps us pay for licensing and, putting the things out in the platforms, paying for Zoom, for doing competitions, stuff like that. Especially the word challenge. So I came up with the new game last week. It's a difficult one, but I'm going to give away some clues that make it like some good clues this time, I think. So the first one was that this game has a cancelled sequel. So it had a sequel that was announced that was cancelled, but you're trying to guess the original game. So make sure you guess the original game that we're talking about here. This new clue is that this game involves a sport. Now that could mean just about anything, but there's a sport involved. It is a part of this game. It might be like a big mini game. It might be like a central theme. It might be a sports game. But yeah, Half-Life 2 is a good guess, David. But no, I, well. But yeah, I would be very curious to see what kind of guesses we get in the chat. If you want to guess and get a chance of winning $20, go to our Discord and check out the Word Challenge channel. Type the game in, make sure you get the punctuation right, although I'm pretty lenient on it these days. And if a picture pops up or a GIF, you win $20. Simple as that. I'll put the clues in the bot shortly, but I want to give people who listen and watch the show early a bit of a head start. So good luck to everyone. Start getting in with your guesses. You get one guess per hour. And that's going to bring us to the end of the show. As always, we do the show live on Twitch. Xbox All the Gamers is the place to find us. So come say hi, hang out in the chat like MC Pandas and David and Crisis and who else was in here? Who was it? Who is this person? Island? Anyway, yeah, we got some people
Oh,
in the
you
chat.
know, Corey.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't recognize
My
the,
one of my friends.
yeah, no, I know. I just didn't recognize the username. But yeah, so come say hi, hang out in the chat. We love the back and forth. David, especially, is a very good question asker and commenter on our stories. So we like to chuck his comments into the show as well. But let's go around the horn. If people want to find you, what are the details? Cameron, what do you got going on?
Should I say you own pretty much anything? I don't know, I'm just playing games.
Yeah. Kia.
Yep, catch me when I'm streaming at Kia Live at Home on Twitch. You can catch the VODs on my YouTube at HTFG Play. You can see the notifications for when I go live on Twitter or X, at Kia Live at Home. And I also have Instagram now as well, so that is Kia Live at Home as well. So
Nice. Fantastic. And as always, I'm Neo Master on everything, True Achievements, Xbox, and Discord, if for whatever reason you need to get a hold of me. Well, that's going to wrap up this early episode of 114. We will catch you guys next week. See you later.
Bye, everyone.
Peace out.